In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
It's the lesser-known superhero, Simpleman.
Simpleman. That's what we confuse with Spider-Man and Superman.
Yeah.
Back to the Future Day today.
I know, it's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? There's been so much hype about
it. No, it's just nothing in the grand scheme of things.
No, I mean, great films. I loved those films.
Ironically, I think they look dated.
That is ironic.
Yeah.
Who cares? They're great films.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, because they didn't really rely so much on effects, is the thing. If you look back at Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's like wow. Great film, but, man, you really get distracted by some of those early attempts at, I guess, yeah. CGI.
I saw you on a hoverboard earlier before I came on air.
I know. Well, because it's Back to the Future Day.
They're not called hoverboards. What are they called?
I don't know what they're called, actually.
Skateboards? Things with wheels?
It's like a Segway thing.
Peter Gabriel's used them on stage before.
That's right.
But you look like...
He was an early adopter.
But did you video it, buddy?
Yes.
See, from behind, you look like a penguin trying to eat a banana very quickly.
What? A penguin eating a banana?
That's the best description I could come up with. Bobbling up and down.
Oh, yeah, because when I first got on, I was rocking back and forth. Yeah, I couldn't quite get my balance on that. But I did get a compliment. Somebody said, I've never seen anybody take to that as quickly as you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, who needs anything else in life?
I know.
Who needs greatest dad in the world, best husband ever, when you took to a hoverboard better than anybody I've ever seen?
That's right. I'm going to dine off of that for years.
Oh, well, enjoy talking about going back to the future. And because today I was talking about bands ahead of their time, so I'm just giving you your afternoon's material.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to borrow yours, but I would say...
You are, because you're playing Ozzy Osbourne later in my interview with him.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that. It sounded what I heard of it. It was pretty funny, actually.
It was very funny.
Bands ahead of their time, I would say MC5 and Can, very early prog band that sounded like Nine Inch Nails in the 60s.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you might carry this on later on.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook, or Twitter.